Now, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency announced on Monday that international students with certain visas would not be able to stay in the country or return if they were already abroad if their college campus moved all fall classes online. Colleges and universities across the country made the switch to virtual classrooms in the spring as the COVID-19 pandemic picked up steam in the United States. Our next guest has been following the story and joins us to talk about how schools in Wisconsin could be impacted by this new rule from ICE. Rich Kramer is a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio based in Eau Claire. Rich, welcome back to Central Time.
Glad to be back. Thanks, Rob.
Well, Rich, tell us a little more about what this rule from the Student and Exchange Visitor Program, part of ICE, would do. What change would it make?
So this is for international students that use the technical terms are F1 and M1 visas. So that allows them to study in the country. But, you know, historically, the visas did not allow students to take full online loads. What happened was in the spring, when all the universities basically on a dime moved classes online, they issued an exemption from the normal rules that were for the spring and summer semesters. Then, you know, all of a sudden this week we heard that they were going to get rid of that exemption. So for, you know, I've seen figures that there's more than a million foreign exchange students in colleges and universities around the U.S. That leaves them in a strange predicament of kind of an unusual place where if their colleges happen to be moving entirely online, that their visas are no longer good, that they have to. They can still take the classes online, but they can't do it while living in the United States. So, you know, in Wisconsin, just the UW system alone, you know, there's thousands and thousands of international students as of 2019. So it could have some, you know, a pretty big impact for the universities and for those individuals, of course.
Now, we're seeing really from day to day, Rich, universities and colleges around the country just now announcing their plans for whether they're going to have in-person classes or virtual or some combo. Do we have answers to that? Do we know what, say, UW system is planning, for example, in the fall?
Well, the phrase I keep hearing from UW campuses is hybrid model. So in order to reduce the numbers of people in the classroom to kind of accommodate the social distancing requirements, they're talking about having maybe half the class study one day online and then the other half is in person. And then they swap them out. You know, if it's a Tuesday, Thursday class, one is online, one day is in person. So they're all really trying to figure out ways to make this work. The big push has been to have some sort of in-person classes because the administrators say that students have been asking for that, you know, although I haven't seen any official like surveys or, you know, studies, but anecdotally, they say that that's what students want. But the problem is, you know, we're seeing large increases in the percentage of new positives happening in places like Madison, right around the college, actually. And even in Eau Claire, I looked at some data provided by the State Department of Health Services, and in the neighborhood that has a lot of college students, there seems to be a higher percentage of positives than elsewhere in the city, which I guess is to be expected because you've got large groups of people, you know, gathering in those locations. So it's really this just kind of ratchets up the pressure on the universities to have it be at least somewhat in person. And if not, I mean, if they're moving classes online, that's a big revenue stream, international students, because, again, in Wisconsin, over the past 8 years, four-year universities have not been allowed to increase tuition on students from inside the state, undergraduate students. So they've been increasing tuition for out-of-state and international students.
What have you heard from officials at the UW system or at campuses around the state?
Well, it was really, I was not successful in getting an actual interview with any administrator yesterday at UW campuses. I tried Marquette University too. You know, typically what I see is when something like this comes out from the federal government, everyone really spends some time thinking about it. And then if statements do come out, they're pretty carefully worded. The University of Wisconsin system spokesman Mark Pitch said, you know, he was highlighting that students come from all around the world to attend University of Wisconsin system campuses. He says, we welcome them. These students provide a great benefit for our universities, and anything that makes it harder for them to attend will raise a host of issues. So clearly, you know, a statement that seems to be against the decision by ICE, but it's not, you know, it's not super forceful. Chancellor Rebecca Blank at UW-Madison basically said the same thing. She said that the campus was committing to a hybrid model that they believe would allow international students to stay, you know, in the country. But she also mentioned that since the start of the pandemic, international students have faced all kinds of difficulties and hardships, including, you know, travel restrictions. Their consulates have been closed. And also incidences of xenophobia, hate and bias. That's what Blank said in her statement. But it's been difficult to really get some nuanced statements from campus leaders.
Talking to Rich Kramer, WPR reporter, looking at new guidelines from ICE saying that if campuses decide to go full virtual, many international students couldn't stay in the country to do their studies. Rich, Governor Evers touched on this, I gather, at his briefing yesterday on COVID-related issues. What's coming from the governor?
Yeah, I'm not sure if he was expecting a question on this or not, but Governor Evers also seemed, you know, he said it would be a bad idea. It's a huge mistake, he said, to do this to students, you know, international students who might, through no fault of their own, might be attending or registered for a class at a university that decides to go online. So he said it would be a huge mistake. What we have seen in, you know, Harvard University made some big news because they announced that they were going to be completely online. And this announcement from ICE came not long after that. So Harvard and MIT have filed a lawsuit to try to block this. And they're suing on pretty specific grounds. Basically, they're arguing that Immigration and Customs Enforcement didn't go about initiating this rule the right way, that these types of rules require a 30-day notice and, you know, public notice and comment periods. That didn't happen. This was just announced in a press release, in effect. So I haven't seen any court action. I don't know if that'll lead to a stay that would block this rule. There's just so much that is unknown at this point.
So what are you watching for in our last minute, Rich, to get some clarification on what's going to happen next?
Well, I mean, I'll be watching the courts. If this lawsuit ends up blocking the rule, you know, you'll see a battle between the federal government and these universities that are suing them. And in the meantime, it'll be interesting to see how universities that were planning to be online completely might hedge their bets by creating, you know, plans to offer in person, but it's just a wild curveball. And also this rule creates a lot of paperwork for universities too, at a time when they're trying to deal with new Title IX sexual assault, sexual harassment rules coming from the federal government. And meanwhile, they're dealing with quite a bit having to do with COVID-19 and fall reopening. So I can't even tell you what I'm going to be focusing on every day. It's different.
Rich, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's WPR reporter Rich Kramer. He's based in Eau Claire. He joined us for a look at the impact of an ICE rule that would require international students to leave the country if their campus goes completely virtual. As Rich mentioned, Harvard and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology have filed a lawsuit in federal court challenging that rule.